You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Wednesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 1st, and I can't believe it's already May. April just absolutely flew by, but here we are, and we had a bunch of games last night, so let's jump right into it. Starting off, we had three NBA playoff games last night, and the first was a certified thriller between the 76ers and the Knicks in the Garden. The Knicks were 4.5-point favorites coming into this one with a 3-2 series lead, looking to close it out and send the Sixers packing for the summer. But Philly came out aggressive in this one and ended the first quarter on an 8-0 run to take a 26-17 lead into the second quarter. New York came storming back in the second, though, and Brunson and McBride outscored Philly on their own as the Knicks took a 49-43 lead into the half. The entire second half was a grind with both teams trading buckets, and neither team was able to pull away. The Knicks did have a 6-point lead with just 28 seconds to play, though, after a McBride jumper, but Maxey then drained a 25-footer and got fouled, cutting the lead to 2 after converting the free throw. And then the Sixers fouled Josh Hart, who only made 1 of 2 at the line, and then Maxey nailed another deep 3 from the logo to tie it with about 8 seconds left. The Knicks couldn't score at the buzzer, so this one went to overtime. Brunson then scored the first 5 of the extra period, but Maxey came right back with another 3, and then it was 76ers all the way from there as they went on to outscore the Knicks 15-9 in overtime, winning the contest 112-106. Brunson had another 40-point game for the Knicks on 32 shots, with Hart and Ananobi adding 18 and 17. Embiid finished with a triple-double for the Sixers, but the main event was Maxey, who went for 46 points, 9 assists, and 5 boards on 57% shooting with 7 made threes, including those 2 at the end of the fourth, to extend the game and get them to overtime. The win for the Sixers keeps their season alive as they will head back to Philly for Game 6 on Thursday in another must-win game to avoid elimination. In the second NBA game of the night, we had the Cavs hosting the Magic in Cleveland, coming off of 2 brutal losses in Orlando, where they were outscored by a combined 233-172. But the Cavs jumped out to a hot start in this one, as Darius Garland had 17 points in the first quarter alone, and the Cavs took a 33-23 lead into the second quarter. Now, they did slow a bit there, only scoring 15 and getting outscored by 9, but they still took a 48-47 lead into the half. In the second half, it was close all the way throughout, with both teams trading the lead back and forth, but the Cavs were able to pull this one out at the end thanks to a late Evan Mobley layup, some Donovan Mitchell free throws, and then a block from Mobley on the defensive end to seal the game 104-103. With the win, the Cavs take a 3-2 series lead before heading back to Orlando for Game 6 on Thursday. Looking at the box score for this one, Paolo had a huge game in a losing effort with 39 points and 8 rebounds on 58% shooting. And for the Cavs, Donovan Mitchell finished with 28, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. Darius Garland added 23 after that 17-point first quarter. Max Strus added 16 of his own, and Evan Mobley finished with 14, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks, including that game clincher at the end. And in our third and final NBA game of the night, we had the Bucks hosting the Pacers in Milwaukee, looking to avoid elimination as they came into this one down 3-1 in the series. Indiana held a 31-23 lead after the first, but the Bucks outscored them 64-36 in the second and third, and that was enough to put the game out of reach as Milwaukee went on to win by 23 with a final of 115-92. Nobody scored more than 16 points for the Pacers as they were outdone in nearly every statistical category across the board. With Giannis and Lillard out, Portis and Middleton both had huge games with 29 points each, and they combined for an additional 22 rebounds and 6 assists as well. Each of the Bucks starters scored in double figures, and despite only taking 7 shots, Pat Bev racked up 12 assists and had a wild plus-minus of plus 36 in just 36 minutes of action. Indiana still leads this series 3-2, and they will return home for Game 6 on Thursday as they look to close out the shorthanded Bucks. And over to the NHL, where we had 4 games last night, each of them being potential elimination games, as all of those series sat at 3-1 entering the evening. The first game we had was the Maple Leafs taking on the Bruins in Boston, down 3-1. Both teams would score in the first period, but that was the only scoring that we saw in regulation, as this one would head to overtime, but it ended early as Matthew Nye scored just 2.5 minutes into the extra frame, giving the Maple Leafs the win and keeping their season alive as they will head back to Toronto for Game 6 as they look to even up the series and potentially force a Game 7 back in Boston. In the second game of the night, we had the Hurricanes hosting the Islanders in Raleigh with a 3-1 series lead and looking to close it out and head on to round 2. They started off this one great with 2 early goals and ended the first period up 3-1. The Islanders did tie it in the second with 2 goals and shutting out the Hurricanes, but then in the third, it was all Carolina as they scored 2 goals in an 8-second span, just 4.5 minutes in, and then also added an empty netter to go on to win 6-3, clinching the series and advancing to the second round. In the third game, Colorado was up in Winnipeg taking on the Jets with a 3-1 series lead and looking to close them out. This one was back and forth all night long until back-to-back Mikko Rantanen goals in the third gave Colorado a 5-3 lead before an empty netter pushed the lead to 6-3 and they clinched the series 4-1 and become the first lower-seeded team of this year's playoffs to advance to the second round. And then in the fourth and final NHL game last night, we had the Canucks hosting the Predators in Vancouver as they also had a 3-1 series lead coming into this one, looking to close out the Preds. We didn't get any scoring in this one until 3 minutes into the third period as the Canucks finally broke the tie, but then a pair of goals from Roman Josi and Alex Carrier gave the Predators a 2-1 lead, and that would be the final as Nashville extends the series and will head back home for Game 6 on Friday. Now, I know we spent a lot of time talking about the NBA and the NHL, but I just wanted to wrap up real quickly with some of the notable scores from the MLB last night. The Astros beat the Guardians in Houston 10-9 in extra innings on a 2-run bomb from Victor Caratini. The Padres beat the Reds 6-4 in San Diego. The Orioles held on to beat the Yankees 4-2 in Baltimore. And the Tigers beat the Cardinals 11-6. In Detroit, their 17th win of the year. We also had one other funny story in the Dodgers and Diamondbacks game out in Arizona. This game was delayed at the beginning because of a beehive up in the safety net behind the plate, and they had to wait for pest control to show up, and a beekeeper showed up, removed the hive, and he came out to just crazy cheers from the crowd. A really funny scene as they put him up on the scissor lift to extract that hive. So if you have a chance to go check it out on either Twitter or somewhere else on the internet, I highly recommend that. And then on top of it, they also let him throw out the first pitch for the game as well, which is pretty cool, I thought. So like I said, go check that out if you can. But with that, we will just about wrap up today's episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.